Moses got to be 120 years old, and then he died, and a new leader took over, and this new leader was a young guy, and his name was Joshua. And when he realized he was in charge of thousands and thousands of people, everybody was looking to him to know what to do, he got kind of scared. And so he did a really smart thing. He decided to talk to God about the fact that he was scared because if he had such big responsibilities. And God said, be strong and courageous. You can do it. And here's why. First of all, I've given you every law and teaching that you might need in order to know how to follow me. And second of all, I'm always going to be with you. So I know you can do it. So be strong and courageous. Well, Joshua, young Joshua, decided he was going to be just like Moses. And he would do everything that God asked him or told him to do. And he started walking around the camp, all the tents where all these thousands of people were living, and he said, everybody get ready, start packing up your tent, folding up your blankets, because it's time for us to cross this river and go to the place that God promised where we could live in freedom. God is ready now to take us to that promised land. We need to cross the river, so pack up your stuff. In 3 days, I need everybody to be ready. Well, now it was the people's turn to be scared. They saw that river that they had to cross. They saw it was full of water, the highest it ever was. It was wide. It was deep. They didn't have any boats. They didn't have any bridges. And it was way too far to swim. And they thought, how in the world are we going to get across there? And Joshua said, we're going to have to pack up our stuff, and we're going to have to walk down to the river, and we're actually going to have to put our feet in the water before we understand how this is going to work. So everybody decided that they better start packing, and that's what they did. They packed up their bedrolls, they organized their cooking supplies, they folded up their tents, and in 3 days, they were all down there by the river in line. And at the very front of the line were 12 people carrying a really big box. It took 12 people to carry this box. It was so big, and it was filled with the parchment where all the laws and the commandments of God had been written. And Joshua decided to give a speech to the people before they crossed the river. And he remembered what God told him, and so he said, be strong and courageous. Here we go. So those 12 people at the front of the line, carrying the big box with God's law, started walking, and they stepped out into the river. They stepped in the water, and it covered up their shoes. It went up to their ankles. And once they were all 12 of them in the water, then the water suddenly stopped flowing. And the river dried up right there in front of them, and there was a wide, rocky place with no water where the people could walk across. And so they started to walk, and there were so many of them, it took almost all day for everybody to get across the river in that place. But once every single last person, man, woman, and child, everybody was on the other side of the river, then Joshua said, now we're going to have a worship service, and we're going to give thanks to God for this wonderful thing that God has done for us. And that's what they did. So we too are going to give thanks to God. We're going to join hands and say a prayer. And our prayer is that, dear God, sometimes we have to get our feet wet in order to be reminded of how powerful you are and how much you want to help us. We thank you for opening a way into freedom and holy living. And we pray that you will help us to be strong and courageous, just like Joshua, so we can do what you ask. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.